Boom! Welcome to the fucking human podcast.
Third time's a charm.
Jesus fucking Christ. After waiting like 20 years for, you know, I'm like, oh, let's go do a podcast. And you're like, I'll go up and get my headphones. And, you know, I'm like sitting here, I'm like, my dick in my hand. I'm like, is she coming back down? Did she forget?
Yes, babe. I forgot.
I mean, I'm like, oh, it doesn't really matter. I'll just start playing video games and... You know.
I am a woman, and it is my prerogative to take as much time as possible to do simple tasks.
Yeah, literally, I'm going upstairs and grabbing my headphones.
I grabbed my headphones, I peed, I went looking for weed because I'm sober, and then I was looking for a pair of socks so I wouldn't be putting my cold feet on you the whole time.
Yeah, I have pants on, so I don't care.
Well, I couldn't find socks, but I did find weed.
So, said I'm gonna do one thing, and then I'm gonna actually go do four things.
Welcome to being autistic.
Yeah.
I have the attention span of a goldfish, which is actually a misnomer, because goldfish can actually have an attention span up to 3 years, but whatever.
They live for like 3 days.
No, they don't. Yeah. Goldfish, I think, can live for up to like 10, or maybe I'm thinking of koi.
Yeah, probably koi. I mean, like, you know, there's a reason why they give them away for fucking at the carnival.
Because they're dick fish and they eat other fish.
They're like, here, take the... like. It's
they're super, like, nasty predators.
It's such an asshole-y fucking thing to do. It's like, you know, here, come play this carnival game. It's like, all right, here's $5. Try and get, like, hoops over fucking fish bowls or whatever the fuck you're doing. And then your kid fucking does it, and it's like, God damn it. And then, like, they hand you a fish, and you can't just, like, throw it in the garbage, because your kid will cry.
Oh, my God. Why are they giving out small animals to crotch goblins anyway?
So you're forced to deal with them. I'm sure, like, the pet store next door is like, yes! You know, all these fucking idiots now have to buy fish bowls.
Ugh.
Yeah. You know.
Those fish have no quality of life.
Well, I'm sure, like, you know, any Asian family is like, oh, yeah, dinner.
No!
Yeah.
There's not a lot of meat on a goldfish.
I mean, they fucking eat rice, so, I mean, flavor it up, whatever.
Rice is nutritionist. Or is nutritional?
Rice is a nutritionist. It teaches me how to diet.
It's a form of nutrition? Nutritious.
Essentially.
It's nutritious!
Essentially,
ugh,
rice
I hate
is
conjugating.
Rice is just sugar.
Well, of course it is. All plants are just sugar.
Yeah. No, not all plants are sugar. Some plants are fucking horrible.
Okay.
And, like, a cactus is not sugar.
Yes, it is.
It is a fucking spike ball of death.
It's collagen and sugar. That's what every plant is, from a little sapling to a full-grown giant redwood tree. It's collagen and sugar. That's how it runs.
Yeah, it's made out of wood.
Yes. And what do you think wood is?
Fucking wood.
Wood?
Wood is, you know, really great for...
Do you really
want to
lecture about complex sugar carbohydrates?
No, not at all.
Okay,
no one does.
I would have loved to give in that lecture, but I'm the only one who wants to hear it.
Yeah, of course. You're like the, you know, you and like three other science nerds are like...
I'm sorry you married a geek, okay? And you have nothing to say, Mr. I'm not going to play Arena anymore.
Yeah, I'm probably not. You know, that game is fucking horse shit. Because fucking way too many people pay way too much fucking money to play a virtual card game.
I'm a smart nerd. I'm not a gaming nerd.
Yeah, like, that's why I play a lot of fucking VR.
I thought you played it because it made you happy.
Oh, I do. It makes me so happy. And, like, I can, like, look at titties and all kinds of shit.
There's titties on VR?
I'm sure there is.
Well, thank God for somebody.
I mean, like, I play, like, way too much fucking Pavlov. I'm like, yeah, about $1,000 fucking headset for a $10 game.
Oh, my God.
I have, like, $3,000 into this whole fucking horse shit to play a $10
That's okay.
$10 game.
So?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, what did I do?
You're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I am. Way too fucking much. And, you know... And then people will allow their children to get on and, you know, go on VR with me. And then I'll fucking...
That's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a total mistake. I'm going to teach your kid all the bad words. You know, they're going to come out of VR, take off the fucking headset and be like, Mom, I learned the word faggot today. And she's like, slaps his kid, you know, her kid and be like...
Do kids literally tell their parents when they've learned new words?
I'm sure, like, after, like, you know... Well, I mean, after the first time they get slapped for being like, hey, mom, what is a faggot?
Yeah. You know. Just like you slap.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, your dad. You know, go tell him that. You know, and he's like sitting there after a long day at work. You know, I mean, not now because of Corona, but, you know, back in the day. And, you know, it's like, dad, mom says you're a faggot. You know, he pulls out his belt and I'm going to beat the shit out of your mom now. Yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, I see like, you know, these like, I can hear it in their fucking voice, you know, or I'll like reference a joke about like Y2K and like, what's Y2K? I'm like, oh my God, I want to hit you. Like,
what is Y2K?
Back in the year 2000.
Oh God, so not that long ago. I'm just ignorant. Continue.
Yeah, you're very ignorant. All the computers didn't have the date for, you know, past 2000.
Is this the Mayan calendar thing again?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
Pretty much all computers, banking computers, all the computers didn't, you know, really plan ahead.
Well, of course not. They were in the beginning stages.
So, you know, essentially they looked and they're like, oh shit, what is going to happen, you know, after we get to 9999, essentially, which was, you know, the end of December 1999, what happens when it flips and it does not have the next date, you know, programmed in? So everyone was convinced that the computers were going to crash.
They didn't just fix the software.
They did. They did firmware updates and added.
Ta-da.
You know.
But continue. So people thought things were going to crash.
People thought things were going to crash and it was all going to come, you know, the power grid was going to come down, the banking was going to come down, the stock market was going to crash, you know.
And which is basically doing anyway, so we're just a few years behind.
But no, like everything, like, you know, prisons would unlock. Yeah.
Prisons are locked by computers?
Yes. Well, I mean, they have an electronic lock.
You know what? I don't need to know. Let's move on.
And so people were afraid that all this shit was going to happen because it was a fucking problem. And if they did nothing, then, yeah, all that could have happened.
But they did something.
They did something. They did a firmware update.
And so then why did people freak out?
Because they didn't know if it was going to work.
It's a programming. If it doesn't work, it just turns off.
Yeah, but imagine this. Imagine the power turns off. You know.
So we fix it.
Yeah, but how are they going to fix it without the power? You have no power.
Aren't you just soldering plastic pieces together?
No, you're doing programming.
Isn't that what soldering plastic pieces together
means? No!
Then when do you solder plastic pieces together?
That is hardware side. They have the hardware side down pat. It's been fucking, you know, solid forever.
So if you have a hardware side, why are you freaking out about, I'm assuming,
the software side.
Okay.
Because, never mind. It's.
I'm not getting it. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so imagine this. Imagine you have a calculator that only fucking, you know, can calculate up to 1,000.
Okay.
But you need to, you know, now do calculations past 1,000.
Okay.
Now you need to get a new calculator.
I would just bring it to you and you would fix it.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, like people with like the fucking, you know, abacus, you know, like, oh shit, well, we need to count even higher now. Well, add another row. But it wasn't that fucking simple.
You need to add another rail to an abacus? You just don't start doing it in your head?
Have you ever used an abacus before?
No, but I'm pretty sure I understand the properties of how it works.
It works exactly like binary.
Yeah. So then why do you need another rung? Just change the original value of one of them so you can increase.
But what if you need to do smaller numbers?
Then you decrease the amounts.
What if you need to do small and big numbers? What if you need to do like...
That's why proportions exist.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I thought it worked based off proportions.
Like computers work based off of calculation. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's like fucking trying to explain shit to a fucking brick wall.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm a brick wall.
You are a fucking giant brick wall. Holy shit.
Am I a pretty brick wall?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll slam a cock into you now and again.
Into a brick wall, though?
Yeah.
Did you have to, like, carve out a hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Just add some lube and you're fucking solid. But regardless, you know, fucking parents will let their fucking children play And I can tell that they're fucking, you know, way too goddamn young.
Oh, that's what we were originally talking about. Yeah. Continue. So the kids are too young while you're playing VR.
Yeah. And, you know, now they're fucking learning all the bad words. And, you know.
I don't know why people think they're going to raise their child without it hearing bad words before a set amount of numerical ages.
Oh, no. But, you know, like having like a 7-year-old, you know, come up and be like, you know, daddy, daddy. It's like, yeah, what's up, son? You know, what's up, sport? It's like, yeah, I heard, you know, a few words and I just want to know the meaning of them, you know, because they're new words.
He didn't just go look them up on his own?
No, because you ask your fucking parents.
No, you don't.
Okay, back in my day, back when I was 7 years old,
uh-huh.
Google did not exist.
You didn't have dictionaries in your home?
No.
Why didn't you have a dictionary?
I lived in a one-bedroom apartment with my single mom.
How did you learn if you didn't have a dictionary?
By asking my mom.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, she had to fucking explain to me what, like, fucking, you know, big dicks were, you know, and she's like, you won't ever have one. I know your dad.
Oh, my God, the gas.
And, you know, you're going to have a little dick, unfortunately. So trick a girl. You know, don't let her see any other dicks, you know, and when you
obviously very effective with me.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm at the point where I'm like, look at this big black dick. It's huge. You know. Are you having problems with your headphones over there?
Yes.
You have to, like, squeeze it in because you want to use your own personal headphones. You're like, you know.
Yeah, I'm high maintenance.
Yeah, fucking.
But I fixed it.
You're like, your fucking expensive fucking studio headphones are not good enough for me. I have to have my Sony noise-canceling headphones. Fucking Valley Girl over here.
Yes.
Fucking high maintenance ass bitch.
I'm a definitely high maintenance.
So I just keep on feeding her weed and you can have access to the pussy. It's like, here, you know, it's, you know. Oh, but you did fucking finally goddamn smoke weed.
It was terrible and I'm never doing it again. I will keep my edibles. Thank you very much. Oh my God, just the afterbreath tasted so disgusting. It tasted like your death butter, but in a really bad way.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that death butter is bad by now.
Oh yeah, no, me and Courtney chucked it.
No, my death butter!
It was over a year old! There's no way it's still good!
Oh no, it's horrible, but, you know, my death butter!
It was turning blue.
Well, I wanted to see what fucking colors it would turn.
I didn't want to see it turn any more colors.
I mean, I'm sure, like, my death butter would have fucking, you know, churned, you know, like, all, like.
You started me out on your death butter, which was a very fatal mistake for you.
Yeah, and then.
Because now I like being too high, as opposed to just being high.
Yeah, like, I made fucking, you know, weed butter, and I make it.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's a 24-hour fucking process.
It's amazing. Yeah. But it tastes horrible.
Yeah, it tastes like fucking weed.
Ugh. One time you tried to make blondies with it. It was so nasty.
To make blondies?
You made blondies with them.
What the fuck are blondies?
It's a white brownie.
I've never done that.
No, because you got the blondie mix and you made the blondies with the butter and it was so disgusting. But I've like,
legitimately.
You just had to eat like a crumble of the brownie and yeah, you were baked.
I've legitimately never made
with
fucking
the caramel chips. You bought it when we like you had got it when we were in the Woodman apartment.
No, I legitimately never have made brownies.
Yes, babe, you have.
I made cookies.
They weren't brownies. They were blondies.
You're fucking smoking weed.
I am not smoking weed. Okay. I am ingesting it.
You are high as a kite and I haven't fucking done weed in years.
Yeah. You made the stupid blondies.
No, I have never made brownies.
They weren't brownies. They were blondies.
What the fuck is the difference?
Okay, brownies have cocoa powder in them.
And blondies are what you are.
Soda instead of baking soda. Babe, I am not a blonde. I'm just dyed.
Yeah, it fucking.
I'm a natural brunette.
It fucking soaked in when you fucking, you know, got your hair bleached.
Of course, I would have hoped you would have realized before that stage.
And I'm like, fuck. She's, you know, flower pot.
You married a fucking valley girl. I don't know what else you want from me.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're not from fucking San Fran. You're like, you can't make tranny jokes.
God forbid.
Are you looking up what...
You made these with the caramel chips. They were disgusting.
Legitimately never did that.
Oh my God, you so made them.
Yeah, you're like, oh, check this shit out.
That was the last time I ever let you bake in front of me.
Babe.
I will eat what you cook. And
the last time
I cook.
The only thing I ever make with weed butter is cookies. I don't make weed brownies because
they weren't brownies. They were blondies.
Oh my God. They are fucking brownies. It's either a cookie or a brownie or fucking garbage. I don't make fucking white fucking...
You made it from a box mix.
No, I legitimately never have.
Babe.
You're remembering wrong because you're always fucking baked. And you're like...
I'm always baked. I like to bake well baked.
You're like, oh my gosh, yeah, there's a time. And it was probably you.
No, I would never make blondies. That is an insult to my soul.
Legitimately, I have never bought brownie mix.
It wasn't brownie mix.
White brownies, okay? That is what Barack Obama is, a white fucking brownie.
No, that's... I'm moving on with my life.
Yeah, he's a white fucking brownie. He's a white guy.
I don't need to fight
that. He is so fucking white.
I really don't.
He's the type of dude that wears a pocket protector.
What's a pocket protector?
A pocket protector is something you put in your fucking shirt pocket to protect, you know, you from getting ink stains in it when you put a fucking, you know, pen in there.
I need that. I so need that for work. That would be so helpful.
Yeah, they're called pocket protectors.
I'm constantly having like freaking highlighters and Sharpies like explode in my pants pockets.
Well, that's because you probably fucking put them through the wash.
No, it's because sometimes I sit on my leg or a cat. I literally had a cat pull.
You
a cap
sit on
off
your leg?
Yes, pen.
That is what you do. Or on your butt, you know.
Why would I sit on my butt? That's for chairs.
You're literally sitting on your butt.
Because
right
I'm sitting
now.
In a chair. If I was sitting on the floor, I'd be sitting on my legs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they sell fucking pocket protectors for ditzy women, but, you know, if someone's listening, make that.
My lab coats.
My wife will fucking buy it. Pocket protectors.
They come in pink.
Yeah, of course. Everything comes in pink. Dildos and butt plugs. They all come in pink.
The pigtail and that butt plug is nice. Okay, well, I found one in pink. Quite happy.
But Amazon will take like fucking 12 years to get it to you because they want people to have fucking, you know, Lysol wipes and fucking face masks first.
They're welcome to do that. I'm not working for the next 2, maybe 3 weeks. Anyway.
Yeah, because you're getting your vagina removed and getting a cock put in. I mean, you should bring in Dick Rambone and see
if... I should bring in Dick Rambone!
See, I just like imagine like, you know, after like they remove your uterus, like they just like do like a balloon tie knot right like the end of your pussy and just like boop, there you go.
They're going to do something very similar.
Are they really?
Yes.
I should be a doctor, see? You know, right there. You know, I just like
you can't be a doctor. You have a horrible bedside manner.
Oh yeah, fucking, you know, I'd be like, you know, how am I going to tell my patient that they have cancer? And like, I'll do it. I'll be like, go in and be like, you have cancer. You're going to die. It's like, no, Cam, you can't have cancer. It's like, yeah, she has ass cancer. And there's only one way that she could have got that, kid. She's taking it in the ass.
Why would you tell that to a poor child?
Yeah,
that child might never have the pleasure of having anal sex because of that.
Yeah, God, you know, fucking, he's going to only have anal sex after that because he's going to become Catholic and he's going to be like, please, God, make her get better, you know. And it's like, you know, the doctor's like, oh, shit, we fucked up. It wasn't ass cancer. It's like, sucks, you know. And now that kid's Catholic for the rest of his fucking life. He's like, you know, oh, I can only take it in the ass now because no one's going to fucking marry me because I'm Catholic.
Oh, my God.
Don't get married to Catholic people.
Did I?
No.
Then I don't need to be told.
But But, you know, there's people.
I was in the Greek Orthodox community for way too many fucking years. Why the hell would I go to Catholicism?
Catholicism.
Thank you so much. I was never going to get that out of my mouth.
Catholicisms.
I tried. Okay. My conjugations are horrible.
Your conjugations?
Is there a V in it?
I don't even know what the fuck you're trying to say.
It's a word that describes how you add and remove pre and suffixes.
You're like, you know, talking like some pompous asshole that's like, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm on a grammar thing right now.
Yeah, I keep my words small, and if I don't know the word, I'll fucking, you know, be like, you know, yeah, you know, like the fucking top of the church person. And it's like, you know, the Pope, you know, it's like.
I thought you meant the cross on top of the building. And I'm like, they hang people up there too?
Yeah, black people.
Babe! I wasn't even prepared for that.
The Crusades were a great time. Joan of Arc was such a racist, I'm sure. God, I hope she was.
Did Joan of Arc happen at the same time as the Crusades?
I have no idea, but
I thought she was post-Crusades.
I thought she was a Crusade.
No. She was leading France against, I want to say, England?
Imagine how many fucking people the Catholic Church would lose if they knew that Jesus was actually black.
So many.
So, like, I feel like that's, like, a big, giant fucking thing. This is
Why do people think he was white? He literally grew up in the Middle East where everyone has much lovelier skin tones than just bitch-ass white.
Because they fucking, you know, make the little guy on the cross and they make him white in the pictures of, like, the fucking Jedi fucking Jesus. You know, make him white.
But
it's
there's no one white there!
It's a marketing ploy. It's
what the fuck?
It's the most brilliant fucking shit that the church has ever done.
I hate whitewashing so much.
Like, I've been.
Why do people even want to look white? White skin is so ugly.
I've been to the fucking Vatican. I'm like, I see why you did this. You bitches have a fucking. Your own post office. You have your own motherfucking post office.
Of course they do. They're a religion and they are at the peak. Actually, no, they've been kind of. I feel like they've already hit the peak, but whatever.
Yeah.
They basically turn themselves into Disney World.
Yeah.
Just for people who don't want to have fun.
It's fucking dope. You know, they get, you know, they get to fucking diddle little boys and
which
get
is
away
not
with
okay.
it. Yeah, no,
not okay.
It's not okay, but you know, at least it gives you something interesting to talk about when you get older. It's like, well, you know, you're on a date and it's like, what's something interesting about you? It's like, well, when I was fucking 7, I got diddled by a priest. And it's like, oh, you poor thing. And then you get fucking sympathy sex from this girl.
The fuck is sympathy sex?
Sympathy sex is when you're fucking, you know, kind of unfuckable. But, you know, the girl's like, oh, he's like a fucking injured puppy.
Who wants that?
Some girls. Like, you know, they're the types of people that see a homeless person and give them $5.
Like, I mean, I used to do that, but you told me not to, so now I don't.
Yeah, don't give homeless people money. Stop it. They have fucking resources to get food.
I know, but I have resources to share.
Yeah, fuck them.
Why?
Because I used to be homeless and I didn't fucking ever once beg for money. I was always fucking taken care of. I always had food. You know, I always, you know, could find a fucking place to stay. It's not fucking hard. And it's not hard to take care of yourself either. But, you know, these people are like, anything helps, God bless. And they make like $120 a fucking day because of fucking dumb saps that fucking, you know, like, oh no, I'm going to be the one that fucking saves them.
I just would never demean myself in such a way as to beg for money. I will go whore myself out first and probably enjoy it.
Yeah, no, like fucking these assholes will sit out there and they'll make fucking shit tons of money. They'll go back to their car, fucking drive back home. You know,
well, I never gave money to people who had signs. Like, I would give it to them if I was, like, if I saw them, like, down and out on the street. Like, if they weren't approaching me, I would offer it.
Like, I knew, like, back when I lived in California, I knew who the homeless people were. I knew them, you know? And, you know, like, there was, you know, like, the homeless animals as well. And I'd be like, you know, like, there's, like, these two homeless guys, and they had a, you know, fucking, like a husky with him named River, and you know, beautiful blue eyes. It was well taken care of. Everyone loved River. Well behaved dog. You know, but you know, I knew that, you know, food for dogs was not, you know, plentiful. So I'd, you know, go up to him and be like, yo, you need food forever? And, you know, most of the time they'd be like, nah, we're good, you know. And they'd always have food and water forever. And, you know, that was their main focus, was taking care of the dog.
As it should be.
You know, and they never begged for food. You know, I don't remember their names, you know, because fuck them. But, you know, the dog was cool.
I usually keep a bag of, like, dog food in my car. So when I do see them out on the street, like, it's just like, I'm not giving them money. I'm giving them dog food. I'm giving them good dog food, too. It's fucking Royal Canin, which I get for free through my job. So it's like, it's no skin off my nose.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know, like, several fucking... What are you doing?
I'm a little fragrant.
Okay. But, yeah, like, I know fucking, you know, plenty of spots that I can go and get food. Like, I have a fucking sheet, you know, front and back, where you can go get fucking food for free. They're just like, here, you have it. Pretty much any church you can go into, and they're like, oh, yeah, we have a fucking, like, you know, here, food. And it's easy. But, you know, these fucking poor saps will be like, oh, no. And, you know, they're the same people that love white Jesus. He wasn't white. You know, and... if you ever try and fucking tell them otherwise, they'll be like, well, I wouldn't care what color he was. It's like, yeah, you would, though.
Mm-hmm.
You most definitely would. And down in the South, they'd be like, I ain't fucking praising no fucking Negro Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I fucking held back. I could have dropped a hard R there. But I am being better.
Nah, you're being boring.
I'm being boring? Yeah. Okay, fine. I ain't gonna fucking praise no nigger Jesus.
Don't praise any Jesus. God. I thought you were all about destroying people's hopes and dreams.
Oh, I am. But it's so fucking... It's boring to fucking talk to people who are like, I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. It's like, okay, let me get the police over here really quick. This woman, she says that she, you know, has the body of Jesus at her house. Yeah, can we get police over there?
You should definitely call the police on that person.
It's like, that was my gardener. He got murdered.
By who?
This woman, apparently. She's covered in the blood of Jesus.
Why is she murdering her gardener? She can't fuck her at that point.
What?
The whole point of gardeners is they're there to fuck the bored women while their husbands are out making multi-billion dollars.
No, that's the pool boys.
What's the difference?
Gardeners are dirty. Pool boys are usually white.
Why sometimes would I fuck a white pool boy when I can have a dirty gardener in the backyard who is working with his hands?
Because you'll be able to see the
serious manual labor.
You'll be able to see
a huge turn on.
You'll be able to see the fucking footprints in the bed.
So she has a maid service, I'm sure, that can clean the sheets.
Yeah, no, like. It's just fuck the pool boy, you know, because
anybody who's out in your backyard is free sex.
So I'm just going to start bringing people to my backyard.
No, you'll be in our backyard.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking, you know, bring up, you know, fucking pool boy and be like, you're 18, right?
And you don't
like,
even have a pool. I am not fucking a white guy.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me.
Thank God.
I'll fuck the pool boy.
He's all yours.
You know, just be like, bend over. He's like, I don't like this. I'm like, this is just, you know, rules brought by my wife. She said anybody in my backyard I can fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like a burglar breaks in my backyard.
Definitely.
I'm like, bend over, boy. I'm like, ah. He's like running into the cops, like, save me. Like walks into prison crying.
And if you had your big shotgun in one hand, your dick in the other, so you can make the sound like while you're stroking your cock at him.
Yeah, and like the fucking shells keep on hitting him in the back of the head. And then fucking like I pull out and fucking like blow my load on the back of his head. And he's like, you know, like he walks into prison. I'm like, yeah, just leave that boy alone. He's seen some shit. I see it in his eyes. Yeah,
it was good training for him. He's going to prison anyway. He might as well get used to it.
I mean, you'd probably go to jail for that.
Would you really go to jail for raping someone who was breaking into your house?
Oh, no. I wouldn't go for nothing. I'd be like, he's in my backyard, officers. I'm having free sex.
Yeah.
My wife said so.
I did say so.
I'm pretty sure she's my lawyer, too. It's like, Where did she pass her bar? Oh, no. She fucking...
I passed the bar in California, which means I can practice law anywhere.
Is that the fucking truth?
Not exactly, but basically, if you're a lawyer in another state and you want to go work law in California, you have to go back to school for 2 years and retake the California's own bar exam. Like, if I want to go back to California and go be a vet tech, I would have to take an online course, and then I would have to sit down for the VTNE again and the California state exam, and I had to have a background check. I need to be registered with the DMV to prove I'm not a drug abuser, and there's one more thing I'd have to do.
The DMV has nothing to do with drugs.
Whatever. There's somebody I have to register.
I'm pretty sure most people in college can pass a bar exam. It's like, what's in a adios, motherfucker? And it's like, oh, well, I got this, this, and this. And it's like, what's in a White Russian? And it's like, isn't it vodka and like fucking milk? And it's like, what's in a Black Superman? And it's like,
passing the bar sounds terrible. Like, my Uncle Tim had this like friend, and he was like, he had like taken the test 4 times. And still couldn't pass.
Well, your Uncle Tim's friend is an idiot.
I don't know.
Bar exam sounds fucking easy. It's like you just go down to the bar. It's like, taste this drink. What does it taste like? It tastes like fucking piss beer.
Like he couldn't pass a part where you have to sit down and like write out an essay.
Yeah.
There's essay questions, which is super dumb. Who the fuck invented essay questions? Fuck you.
It's like, you know. Your mom's out of chocolatas, you know. What does she beat you with next? Essay questions. I love that you're not understanding any of my fucking jokes here.
I'm so sorry.
Like Mexican essay? Yeah. Hey, what up, essay?
Isn't that like an actual Mexican name? You're laughing at me!
So white.
You are laughing at me!
So white.
I don't like it when you laugh at me because of my ignorance.
It's like, your mother beat you with a wooden spoon, fool.
Doesn't every mom hit everybody?
No. Only Mexican mothers will hit, like, you know, their son's friend.
Okay, well, someone should have said that to my mother.
Your mom's probably Mexican.
Of course she's Mexican. Why else would I be attracted to you?
She's like, you know, pulls out for chocolate and she's like, get over here, fool. Your mom's going to be a pool boy one day.
Ugh, we had a pool.
I know. I fucked you in it.
No, we had a pool girl.
A pool girl?
She would come by once a week and treat the pool with chlorine and shit. And I was like, why the fuck are we wasting money on this?
So your dad can fuck her, obviously.
No. Well, I hope not. She was married and had like 2 kids.
Yeah, that's exactly the type.
Ugh. Why would you fuck around after you have kids? It's too late for more mistakes.
Well, if they fucking tied a balloon knot in her pussy, you know, it's fucking go time. You know, if I can like dump loads in you like a washing machine and have no fear of getting you pregnant, hell yeah. It's like my wife will never find out. And it's like, oh shit, she's still home.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. That also went over my head, didn't it?
Yeah, like fucking, all these are going over your head like a goddamn airplane. It's like,
I'm sorry, I'm short. I didn't choose this.
You're like, I don't understand none of his jokes, man.
You're laughing at me.
See, like, you know, and that's why I do the fucking podcast. Just so I can be like, yep, this is what it's like to be married. But not for all of y'all. Fucking most of you will get fucking married. You know, learn to fucking slowly resent that woman. And then fucking go out and fuck some ugly chick and be like, yeah.
Sympathy sex.
Sympathy sex. It's like, my wife doesn't fuck me. It's like, oh, the poor puppy.
Ew.
Well, she's not fucking puppy.
I know, but still. Yeah. I would never fuck a puppy face guy. Just, no.
It's like a fucking, you know, fucking a retard. Like,
who wants to do that?
I'm sure there's women that are like, yeah, just give me, you know. Oh, he's so strong. He's so rough.
Ew.
Look at his weird sausage fingers.
Ew, no, it just makes me think of that movie. Ew.
Which one?
The one Goonies? About the salesman. Ugh.
The Goonies, of course.
No, the one like, about the salesman.
You're like, man, I want to funk. Fuck Chunk and Sloth both at the same time.
I think there was a Camaro. And it was.
Have you ever seen The Goonies?
No.
Okay, fucking. So, in the movie The Goonies, there's.
I know,
like,
the plot. I think.
Do you know who Sloth is?
Is he the guy that looks like a Cyclops?
Yeah. He's like that fucking crazy dude.
I felt really, like, bad
for Baby Wolf.
Yeah, because I saw that scene, like, on a clip on Facebook, and I was like, what the fuck? This is, like, super sad and creepy, so I moved on with my life.
I don't know, like, it fucking ends awesome. Like, the police are about to shoot him because he's so ugly.
How is this a good movie? The police are going to shoot him based on his appearance?
Yes. And then fucking Chuck comes over and stops him.
Oh, a truck drives him over?
No, Chunk. He's like the fat kid. They named him Chunk.
Oh my god, that's really sad.
He's like a fucking young, you know, like, male lesbian. It's like the best way to put it. You know, like, you'll watch the movie sometime.
Wait, and lesbians like other women.
Yeah.
Isn't he just straight?
I don't know. You know. Like, I haven't, you know, caught up and be like, oh.
Why is straight even the norm?
It's not. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's so shit.
Everyone is gay as fuck.
Everyone should be gay.
Everyone, you know, like, people watch porn and they're like, yeah, you know, Ron White fucking put it best. And it's like, you know, you're like watching, you know, guys and girls have sex. It's like, yeah, it's like, well, you like the guy to have a soft, you know, half flaccid penis. It's like, no, I like big heart throbbing cock. Yeah, everyone is gay.
There was this one study that came out of Harvard, and quite honestly, the department no longer exists, but they were talking about how women are the, like, men are by are naturally gay, and they have to be forced to like women, but women can go both ways without any pressure. I'm explaining this so wrong, but see, it just, like, it made no sense, even what I just said.
Yeah, no.
It was really weird. I was like, what the fuck? Who wrote this study? Oh, a guy wrote it. What an ass.
Yeah, he's probably like a secretly gay guy.
Yeah, he was just fucking secretly gay.
He's like, yeah, all men are gay, right, guys? Yeah, we're all gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all want to, like, suck each other off in the bathroom, right? Come on, let's go try it out.
I hope I never suck you off in a bathroom.
Well, I mean,
I guess I do it in a shower all the time. Just not over a toilet seat.
Right over a toilet seat. No. Like, with a fucking fresh shit in there.
Ew, I'm never giving you a Blumkey.
A Blumkey? It's called Blumpkins.
Okay, well, the comedian said it with a Y.
A Blumkey? Yeah, don't listen to that comedian. Who is he? So I can vilify him.
He's the British dude who just does quips. And he's on 9 out of 10 cats.
Yeah.
Or is it 8.5 out of 10 cats?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about the show with all the British comedians who I don't know any of the names of. But it's a dude who has, like, a really severe widow's peak. And yeah, he laughs really weird.
What is that? Like,
I am not
like,
going to even try to replicate, like, any noise after you just made that noise.
Like, what? What?
He does not laugh like that.
Or,
ew, don't laugh like Peter. Ew.
It's
no, I'm grossed out now.
Or does
is
he
it
like,
Jimmy Carr?
Or does he, like, laugh like a fucking, you know, like a pit bull? Like, yeah, like, you can look up British comedians all fucking day. You just like, you know, like, let's see, British comedians.
Oh, it's Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr?
Yeah.
That is not a fucking widow's peak. What the fuck are you talking about?
Isn't it a widow's peak?
No. Do you not know what a widow's peak is?
I guess not. I thought it was where the hair comes to a point at your forehead.
Yes, that is not a widow's peak.
No, he just has a good comb over. All British people have widow peaks.
No, they don't. They all
You don't, I don't, and neither of us are British.
I'm a little bit British.
Name a single person who's British who doesn't have a widow's peak.
Fucking anybody from the Harry Potter series. They're all fucking Brits.
Only the kids were Brits.
Fucking Captain Picard. I don't know his real name.
He's bald.
Yeah, doesn't have a widow's peak.
You can't use that as an argument. He has no, I was going to say facial hair, but is it topical hair or is it scalp
hair? He has a beard from time to time.
It's well, he's fucking, welcome to it.
He's awesome looking with a
but
beard.
Beards don't have peaks, I don't think.
I'll let him fuck me.
You would have sex with a bald guy?
Yeah. Ew. Fucking...
Babe, if you went bald, we would never fuck again.
Yeah, like, let's see.
Okay, I like long hair on guys. The British absence guys of hair is a complete opposite of that, so no.
Yeah, like, it's like a fucking... Yeah. There's plenty of fucking British guys without fucking widow's peaks, but whatever. Yeah, like, you know, fucking Doctor Who doesn't have a fucking widow's peak.
Isn't he a different doctor every season?
Yeah. But the fucking best doctor, fucking, what's his name?
David Tennant.
Yeah. Does not have a widow's peak.
I only know that because that was brainwashed into me by my younger brothers. I listened to far too many preteen rants about the lack of David Tennant in the next freaking Doctor Who series. And I haven't seen a single episode and I don't care.
It is fucking, you know, nerdy science for nerdy boys that won't ever
get... I watch Star Trek and I watch Red Dwarf. That is it.
It's no other sci-fi shows for me. It's for dudes that just won't get pussy, you know?
Well, it's like, that's sad.
Like, you know, what are you supposed to do with all your extra free time? I mean, you jack off, it takes 30 seconds, and then you have fucking 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 30 seconds left in your fucking day.
That's why they have online school courses.
For what? Getting
for
pussy?
For learning things.
Yeah, no, like, you're sitting there watching Doctor Who, you're fucking watching, you know, whatever else, you're watching Firefly.
I liked Firefly.
That's a
but
fucking...
it was sad.
Yeah, because it fucking probably ended after one, and I just didn't watch it, so I'm, like, not invested at all.
I was so upset when they killed Walsh.
Good.
It made me really sad.
Like, I enjoy watching people get upset that they kill people in Walking Dead. It's like...
It's literally called Walking Death.
I'm like...
People are going to die. I'm sorry if you weren't prepared for that.
People are like, no, I don't... I'm like, kill that child. Kill the child.
The whole point of drama is for somebody to die at a routine basis in order to make more drama. If no one dies, everything would be really boring.
See, like, I want to just, you know, create a TV show.
About what?
I don't know. Just about fucking weird occupations.
Isn't that what Dirty Riches are?
No.
I like that show.
Yeah, with Mike Rowe, he's fucking dope. You kidding me? Or is that like Dirty Jobs?
That's Dirty Jobs.
Dirty Jobs is fucking dope.
Oh, it's Filthy Riches, isn't it?
Probably.
The one with the eel hunter?
The eel hunter?
Yeah.
He doesn't exactly hunt the eels. They just kind of come to him. He's like, yeah, I'm so good at fishing, but he's like fishing out of a fucking barrel.
Well, no, he built a river raft thing to like change the current.
Built a river fucking dam.
It's a dam?
It's a dam.
Is it a dam? It didn't stop water from flowing over.
Yeah, dams don't.
I thought dams were supposed to stop water.
Dams can let water through. In fact, all dams let water through.
I thought they just let water through on the bottom.
They, you know, take that fucking energy. It, like, keeps water in one spot.
Wait, can it be a dam without it being a power plant?
I mean, it's fucking called, it's not called a dam, but it's called something. It's like,
I know. I can't think of what it is either.
Like a sty or something stupid.
It wasn't a slough either.
It doesn't matter. But, you know, I want, like, you know, interesting fucking jobs.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, someone that fucking makes, like, custom shit, like, on Etsy. Like, I still want, you know, someone to fucking make, you know, lingerie for men.
Oh, yeah. I did find another shop, but it was more like men wanting to cross-dress.
No, not cross-dressing.
No.
Like, fucking hard.
But the tutu would have been really cute on you.
No, like, I want lingerie that has pistol holsters.
Yeah, something that makes you feel super badass. That's,
you know,
exactly what it should be.
Spikes on it, fucking, you know,
Not like male stripper stuff. Because while it is nice, too, I'm not going to ask you to wear that.
You know, fucking, you know, and people be like, yeah, well, you know, you could just get like assless chaps. And it's like, yeah, no, I don't want to fucking use talc powder to get into fucking.
Aren't all chaps assless?
No. Assless chaps are assless.
I thought they were all assless.
Oh my gosh. Do you not know what chaps are?
I know. They're for protecting your pants against a horse hide. I thought you just needed them on the sides where they're unprotected by the saddle. Why would you need chaps where the saddle is?
Assless chaps are fucking, you know, they're all built in and they're missing the ass cheeks.
But why do they have ass cheeks? I thought they didn't have ass cheeks. Why would they do that?
It's assless chaps.
Okay.
It's fine. I mean, you know, you've lived in fucking California and Colorado only.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas I've lived in multiple states.
I've been all over the U.S.
Yeah, like, you fucking driving through a state doesn't count as living there.
No, we spent like three weeks to a month in each state that we went through. It was really exhausting.
You're like, oh, cool.
But I did like all the alligators in Louisiana.
You've been to Louisiana?
Yeah. Because we started off in Texas, and then Katrina fucking happened. So, like, we were ahead of Katrina, and we got out of Florida right before it hit.
Yeah. You're probably, like, Katrina is probably trying to kill you.
Oh, my God. No, like, one morning we woke up, and my dad, for some reason, had parked a trailer right on the beach. And so I wake my parents up at, like, 3 in the morning because there's literally waves coming under the trailer. And I was like, I think we should go, guys. And, of course, my parents were super mad at me for waking them up. But then they were like, oh, shit, we got to pull this trailer out of the ocean.
Yeah, white
I felt
people.
Really bad for the people who were in a tent next to us. Oh my God. And then like the campsite next to us was a bunch of frat boys. And one of the dudes had like, he for some reason brought his collection of scorpions and they got loose in the tent.
What?
This guy let out like 4 pet scorpions in a tent.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's like his way of trying to get pussies. Like, hey, you want to come over and see my collection of scorpions and maybe suck my dick?
If you as a woman can suck a dick after you're looking at a scorpion, props to you.
Yeah. You know, like fucking dudes will do so much shit to get pussy.
Why?
Because, you know, we think we know what's up. You know, and that's the whole fucking shit about it.
Does sex really good as feel as good as you guys think it's going to?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
you know?
That's good.
Essentially, it's like a fucking trophy. It's like, yeah, I got fucking laid. High five. Smell my finger.
Ew, smell your finger? They're not washed?
No. It's like...
Wait, have you ever washed your hands after we had sex?
Probably not. I'd probably just lick them clean.
Wait, so I'm the only one who's washing my hands after sex?
You're also washing your fucking pussy, too. I don't always fucking finger you.
I guess not. I think you do.
No.
When have you not?
It's a lot of times where I just fucking go right in with the fucking big meatballs. Just like, fucking, you know, requesting permission to dock. It's like, nope, not ready. Give me fucking 30 minutes.
Oh my God. That fucking freaking commercial was so funny.
It's like, I'm coming in anyway. It's like, it's like, not ready yet. Let me lube up.
I'm going to miss it.
What, sex?
I'm going to miss getting wet the way I do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to fucking just jack off the entire time. You know, go fuck the pool boy.
But we don't have a pool.
I'll just make one. Just go flood the backyard and make, we need a pool boy. It's like, senor, this is not a pool. I'm like, oh, you're in my backyard now, though. It's like, senor, I'm not coming back no more. I'm like, that's fine. I'll just hire another one.
Wait, you said senor, but then that was your Korean accent.
I don't have a Korean accent.
It was your Asian accent.
Senor.
Okay, no difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Yeah, my Asian accent is, hello, how are you doing, God. Hui? I like eating chicken.
You're just skipping out consonants now.
Yeah, I mean, fucking Asian people are kind of fucking dumb.
No, they're not.
I mean, unless they're smart.
You know who's dumb?
Hmm.
White people.
Yeah, but they're like proudly dumb, so it like
which
doesn't even
terrifying.
Count. Like, I don't understand, like, why they, like, kill off black people in fucking horror movies. Like, I've seen black people in scary situations, and like, oh, shit, there's a noise in the woods. It's like, nah, motherfucker, I ain't going out there.
Yeah.
Y'all go out there. And, like, the white people are like, let's go out there with flashlights and find out what it is.
Why?
It's like, they come back all scratched and bitten
they
the fuck up.
They make such poor decisions.
And it's like, it was a wolverine.
Congratulations. Like, an actual Wolverine or the Wolverine?
An actual Wolverine. It's like...
Yeah, measles are nasty.
It's like it fucking bit and scratched the fuck out of us because we wanted to pet it. And it tried, was hissing and, you know, cussing at us and, you know... Yeah, I mean...
It's just a weasel on steroids. Why would you fuck with it?
Why would you fuck with any animal?
And they get rabies.
Yeah, fucking most shit does.
Opossums don't.
Opossums?
Yeah, trash cats don't get rabies.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Fucking, I have seen opossums with rabies.
Opossums don't get rabies.
Do possums get rabies?
No.
Any mammal can get rabies. However, the chance of rabies in opossums is extremely rare.
Uh-huh.
This may have something to do with the opossum's low temperature,
uh-huh.
94 to 97. That's not low. Making
it's low compared to anything else.
Difficult for the virus to survive, but it is possible.
They don't get rabies.
I just fucking Googled it. And it said yes.
You're believing the internet as opposed to your wife who has an animal science degree. Granted, it's only a BA, but still.
The internet has every fucking degree.
The internet is full of lies.
Yeah,
and untruths.
Yeah.
And non-truths.
There is everything on the internet. So there's truths and not truths.
And porn.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure like after fucking a certain point, you know, it's like, all right.
You know, this porn was divided into fiction and non-fiction.
It's like it's all fucking fiction.
Is it though?
All of it. It's like, except for amateur porn. It's like, this shit really happens.
Amateur porn is so annoying to watch.
Why?
Because it's immature.
See, like,
there's like no lighting, okay? And no one has a good boob job.
See, you know, it's like it has to have like a good fucking storyline of like why they're fucking.
Well, yeah.
It's like,
you want a storyline.
It's like, all right, we're gonna fuck because we're married. It's like, oh, this is boring. It's like, I found this girl crying outside of a stripper club. And I brought
mascara
her back.
Mascara running.
Mascara running down her face. You know, her pussy running down her legs. Just, you know, yeah. Brought her back to my hotel room, got her a shower. And she's like, my boyfriend left me today. And now you're fucking her.
It's an excellent reason.
You know, it's like, yeah, this is a great fucking storyline. Well put together. But, you know, like a bad actor can ruin it. It's like, my boyfriend, what's the line, please? My boyfriend, you know, broke up with me today. Is that good? Oh, more crying. Oh, my boyfriend broke up with me today. Less crying? Okay.
Cut. Just a little sniffle here and there.
You know. And then, like, you know, some of them you can, like, just tell that they're there for the, just the fucking paycheck. They're like, all right, give me the dick.
Oh, my God. Like, I hate it when they're not enthusiastic.
Yeah, and they're just like vicious with the dick. They're just like they're brushing their teeth with a cock. It's like,
it's so clear they're faking it. It's so annoying.
It's like, all right, there, it's wet. And she's like spitting on it, like from a distance. She's like seeing how far she can hock a loogie at it so she doesn't really have to touch it. She's like, a pew. You know.
So she's not even stroking it?
Yeah, I mean, like, they'll be like, all right, shove it in. And just don't touch me with it. Shove it in my pussy. Ew. You know. And then, like, you know, gay dudes, like, they're great actors, especially, like, straight fucking gay porn actors. Such good act. I'm like, fucking put that guy in the next Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Look at him. He is taking a dick in the ass, and he is straight as an arrow. You know, and he is fucking like, come on my face. Like, I fucking, like, back in the day, like in, you know, Legion of Skanks, like they, you know, were on like a porn binge. And like, there's like one porn they watch where like, it was like two fucking, you know, gangsters, you know, and it was like thug love. And, you know, like, one of them, like, puts a condom on a gun and, it's, like, starts fucking with the gun. Like, you'll have my money next time, right?
What the fuck?
And, you know, like, starts fucking him.
He's with,
like,
the gun.
Yeah, with the gun. He's fucking him with the gun in his ass.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, the gun has a condom
that
over it.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
And then he like fucking, it's like, oh yeah, nigga. You know, it's, yeah, it's like that. It's hilarious.
What the fuck?
I'll have to find it and show you sometime.
I don't think I need to see it.
I didn't need to see it, but I watched it all the way through. I'm like, I'm a soldier. I mean, fucking, I got this. This is, you know, like, this isn't to my liking. This isn't to my taste. You know, I finished it, you know.
Did you finish?
Yeah, I finished, but I said no homo, so it doesn't count. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm fucking sitting there, like, load on my chest. I'm like, I'm not
getting. Is it an alligator roll?
You know, no. Fucking, I just take the pillowcases and just, you know, wipe it
the
off.
The pillowcase? This is why we don't have pillowcases, by the way.
I'm like, oh, gross. Like, they'll wash those, hopefully. And then I like,
won't.
And then I like make the bed perfectly, so it's like I didn't even sleep in it. Like, oh, I guess no one slept in this room. And then like children fucking come diving into
my bed. Yeah, why do you always go there? It's so terrible.
Because it upsets you.
Oh my god, why?
Because I can see like just the upset on your face. And you're like, no, not the children. No, face first into the cum. No. Yeah, and it's less horrible because it's not straight from the tap.
No, it's
because
I do that when I go to a hotel. I always body dive the bed in a hotel room.
Yeah, just, you know. And it's like, you know, you fucking come up with a condom. Like, no. Why is it stuck to my finger? Ah.
Ew, it's inside out.
And it's like stuck and it's like you're like peeling and it's like stretching. It's like, oh no.
Wait, when you take a condom off, does it peel off inside out?
No, it just slides off because it's like all lubed up with your cum, and so it's like
it slides off
like a snake skin.
Wait, so it doesn't just like pull at the end? It gets like.
No, you fucking, you know, grab your dick from the base and kind of like just like kind of pull it off. That way, you know, you get all the fucking jizz into the condom.
Okay, so when you jizz in a condom, it doesn't just stay at the end. It like goes all over your dick.
Well, I mean, it depends if you keep on fucking. If you fucking come,
yeah,
and then pull out, yeah, I'll stay in the fucking little knot in the beginning. But if you're like, yeah, I'm a fucking man, I got like an extra 2 seconds after I come. It's like, yeah, this is the only chance. I can going hard as fuck. Oh no, it's getting soft. No, my boy, no. And then you have a fucking, and you don't want to fucking soft. You know, soft dick fuck someone with a condom on, because that condom will get fucking inside of her and then fucking it'll spill all inside and you have to like pull it out and it's like worms out of a cat's ass. It's like, oh no.
Why would you use that phrase?
And you're just like pulling it out and you're like, no, it spilled. We need to go get Plan B. And it's like,
definitely,
I didn't feel like
go get Plan B.
I didn't feel like. I didn't feel like spending $50 today. God damn it.
It's free if you go to Planned Parenthood, FYI.
Three free?
Yeah, you can get it for free through Planned Parenthood.
I'm just going to go get it for free and then sell it for $50.
So you can get it for free up to 3 times a month if needed. But quite honestly, you shouldn't be taking that much Plan B. It's going to fuck your cycle for months.
Good.
Because then you don't have a period, so you don't know if you're pregnant or not. But you can still test positive for a pregnancy test.
How fucking horrible.
Because of the hormones.
How horrible. Just, you know, it's a terrifying thought. Just be like, am I pregnant? Oh, no. Like, there's been times where you're like, I missed my period. I'm like, please, God, kill that fucking baby. Please. I
will go to church. My period was so irregular, too.
I will go to church and fucking help people. Like, you won't fucking, you know, curse a nice boy like me with a baby. I can't go to church with a baby, you know. And it's like, oh, I had my period. I'm like, ah, fuck you, God.
I just would have asked you to go in 50-50 on the abortion costs.
What a fucking soldier.
Yeah.
See?
You didn't think I was going to keep it.
Well, I mean, it's a whole lot better to have God kill that baby.
Well, obviously, abortion's not exactly easy on a woman's body.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, just, I'd go 50-50 and just push you down the fucking stairs and make
straight the fuck up.
There, it's dead.
Can you break your couple rib cages on the way down? You can break a couple rib bones, not rib cages. You only have one rib cage.
Broke all my rib cages. Ah! Rib cages. I don't. I'm out of rib cages. Doctor, do you have any spare rib cages there? Yeah, I broke all of them.
I don't know why it's called a cage and not a barrel anyway. It's more like a barrel.
It's a cage that fucking, if they start breaking, they become really fucking horrible.
It's mainly designed to protect your lungs.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't really protect you from bullets all that well.
No, that's what bulletproof vests are for, I think.
No, fucking, you'll still break fucking ribs. Well,
duh, it's still going to hurt like a bitch. You're still getting impacted with it. It's just not going to pierce your skin.
Yeah, like the fucking guy that created fucking bulletproof vests, though. You know, I heard it, like, I don't know if this is true, and I'm never going to fucking actually, like, search it. But I heard that it was, like, a fucking delivery boy that, you know, kept on going to, like, bad neighborhoods, you know, that created the bulletproof vest. But I feel like it was, like, developed, like, before that.
Wasn't it just developed by our military at some point during World War II, like everything else was?
No.
Ugh, fuckers.
Let me search. How was the bulletproof vest invented?
You just said you were never going to bother to find out!
In the 1970s.
Is that before or after World War II? I think that's after. That's after, right?
Yeah, a pizza delivery. Okay, yeah.
Nice!
It was a pizza delivery boy, and he fucking
Cardboard wasn't holding up.
He shot himself.
He shot himself?
Yeah.
Before or after he invested.
Well, no, he invented it, and then to prove his concept, he shot himself, like, you know, point blank with a fucking gun. He's like, see? Nice. I'm fine. And then fucking that just took off, and I'm sure, you know, because, you know, they use the Kevlar that they use in tires.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Kevlar's cool.
Kevlar in tires does not make your tires bulletproof, by the way.
They make Kevlar gloves for us to use to handle animals, but the problem is the material is so thick you're not very agile with it. So there are techs who will use them, but they can't do a lot of crud when they're wearing them, whereas the majority of us like, fuck that, I need my fingers. So you just work without them.
Yeah.
But it's available if you want it, but fuck that pussy ass shit. Give me a towel and some kisses and I can restrain any cat.
But yeah, no, like we sell you know, tires, and yeah, we have Kevlars.
Uh-huh.
You know. And people are like, oh, it says Kevlar. It's bulletproof, right? I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. I hate you. Why are people shooting at your car?
That's a very important question, like, to ask yourself.
I'm like, if people are shooting at your car, other people hate you too. So, you know, run away before I shoot you.
It's that's
like,
really sad.
I mean, we have too many fucking people.
We are overpopulated.
You know, but regardless.
I am doing my part to make sure I don't add to that crisis.
Yeah, but you still haven't gotten your fucking stimulus. And congratulations to everyone that did get your stimulus.
Oh, my fucking God. Okay, so I went on the IRS thing to put in my bank information, and every time I try to, keeps telling me that it's down and it won't let me enter anything.
Yeah, because fucking millions and millions and millions of
people. I've been trying for the last 3 days.
Trust me. People have been trying to get, you know, their fucking unemployment, and yeah, the system's just overwhelmed.
I'm so pissed off.
Sometimes it just, you know, you're just going to have to fucking, you know, either go during like the off time. So like when it's late at night.
I tried at like 11 o'clock last night before I gave up and went to bed. Oh, also you can only try 5 times in a 24-hour period or it won't even let you enter your information to begin with. It's like, you've been to this site too many times. Good day.
Good.
So yeah, here I am, flat broke with no money.
Oh, I mean, I have plenty of fucking money.
Good for you.
I paid off my credit card.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, just so good. But, you know, regardless. You
I don't want to be in debt for the rest of my life.
You're going to be in debt for the rest of your life.
God damn it.
Welcome to capitalism.
I hate capitalism.
But, you know, that's, you know, we're at about an hour here. And, you know, we'll wrap this shit up.
I'm really mad at capitalism right now. I'm pouting.
Oh, poor. Bad capitalism.
Yeah.
I, you know, I have the
chance. It needs time out.
I have the chances to do anything I want with my life, and I have the chances to jump on top of any fucking train and do whatever I want. But I'm not.
Who's jumping on trains?
Train robbers, apparently.
Wait, trains still carry stuff that's important enough to be stolen?
The bandwagon. Yeah, people.
Wait, so people are kidnapped off trains?
No,
still?
It's a fucking. Never mind. Regardless, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Alex the Truck.
But I don't get jokes.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I fucking finally did it. Alex the Truck. That's my fucking Instagram and Twitter handles. So I fucking, you know, I won't post a whole lot because I'm fucking old and out of touch and I don't really fucking, you know, care all that much. I'll fucking follow other people and be like, oh, wow, this is boring. But, you know, now you fucking millennials have a way to contact me. You know, be like, your podcast sucks, or, you know, you need to be nicer to your wife. She's a gem.
I am?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I mean, some days.
I think I'm more in the rough than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, like, fucking after you get your fucking pussy removed.
Ugh.
Just be glad it's happening, okay?
I'm so happy it's happening.
But I'm not.
I've wanted a cock so much my entire life.
Yeah, it's fucking the shit. Like,
it looks so cool. I want to pee standing up.
Yeah, it's the best. But yeah,
I want to write my name in the snow with my pee.
Jesus,
that's what I want to do.
Shouting now.
Yeah,
you're
that's on my bucket list, babe.
You're getting yelly.
I am a little high.
Yeah, you just like came in all hot and you're like, I want to pee standing up.
I do.
Just get one of those piss cups then. Or
no, I'd have to wash it. You know what? I would put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You know I would put it in the dishwasher.
Fucking.
That's why I won't get it.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's fucking, like, period cups that people, like, boil. And I'm like, oh, that fucking pot is done.
I don't like them. I tried it once. It wasn't comfortable for me. I was probably putting it in wrong, but never again.
You, like, put it in your ass. You're like, this isn't comfortable. It's not working. I'm getting blood everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did get blood everywhere. I was not good at removing it.
It's just, like, fucking, like, sprayed your cat in the face. And it's like, ah.
I had to take a shower afterwards. It was bad.
And then you're, like, get out of the shower and you're like, ah. It's like blood's, like, running down. You're like, no, not again. Back in the shower.
Pretty much.
It's like a race between, like, your body and fucking gravity.
I like watching the water at my feet turn pink.
Like, I fucking, like, hurt my pinky today.
No!
Or not my pinky, my ring finger.
Aww.
Don't kiss it. I, like, fucking took off a chunk of skin and, like, started bleeding everywhere. I'm like, oh, no.
You don't want my kisses.
Yeah, because it's fucking raw skin. This is why white people die. It's like,
this is true. This
like,
is
let me lick your fucking raw wound. It's like, oh, I got sepsis.
I wasn't like to lick it.
I got sepsis and died.
You should die from sepsis.
Yeah, that's why George Washington died.
I thought he died because they took too much blood from him because they were still doing bloodletting.
Yeah, that's exactly why he died.
That's not sepsis. That's dying from anemia.
No, he just died for a white reason.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's white death. That's what I call it. It's where fucking, you know, white people think that they know everything.
Isn't that a pirate?
White Death? Should be a band. White Death. Bruh.
That should be a band.
Like a metal band. I'd fucking listen to them. Like White Zombie is a fucking... Let me see. I have to check now. If White Death...
Maybe it's from an anime. That's what I'm thinking of.
It's a... Oh, yeah. No, there's a fucking sniper, White Death.
It is the name of a gun.
That's a fucking sniper. He fucking wore all white and then put snow in his mouth. So his breath wouldn't, you know, condensate.
But that would make your teeth cold.
Yeah. But fucking he would, you know, iron sight fucking gun people down. And yeah, he killed like a fucking grip of fucking people.
I don't know if I'm I don't know if I'm alarmed by how impressed you are.
Yeah, 500 plus kills by nice. This dude. Yeah, he just wore all fucking white and iron sighted that shit. And yeah, I'm not seeing anything about a fucking band called White Death.
Aw.
There is a song though, but you know, as always, you know, thank you for listening to this bullshit. You know. Your IQ is now fucking lower.
Well, I'm educating people, I think.
Yeah, I feel like you're like the one thing that's actually good. And you're like, oh, great. You know,
why am I good? I want to be a chaotic neutral.
I mean, like, I am fucking evil. And
well, you know, obviously. See,
like, if I lean into, like, fucking just being... Because, like, if I become, like, a household name for no good reason whatsoever. And people are like, I want my kids to listen to them. And like, I slip off and, you know, drop a hard R, and then people want me canceled. They're like, how dare he? He is no longer any good. So I'm just
going to... What cuss word starts with an R?
No, hard R. You know, nigger. Because, like, you can say nigga, N-I-G-G-A.
Oh!
Hard R is nigger.
Okay, interesting.
That's what hard R is. Yeah, or fucking retard.
I needed to have that explained to me.
I know. That's how fucking innocent you are. But, you know, that way, you know, if it ever comes to, like, where people are like, you know, think I'm a good person, mistakenly, and like, oh, he's such a good boy. No, fuck that. I'm horrible. Get out of here with that horse shit, thinking I'm a good person. I'm trying to end the episode, though.
I know, I'm waiting.
So... All right, hit me up at AlexTheTruck at fucking social media bullshit and humanpodcastnetwork@gmail.com if you're fucking an old fat fucking fogey like me that still sends emails, writes paper checks, you know.
I write paper checks.
Fucking sends letters in the mail, you know. Whatever.